Thank you for listening to the CPA Trendlines podcast, a production of CPATrendlines.com, now available on iTunes.
Hi, my name is Rick Telberg, and I'm the founder and CEO of CPA Trendlines. So what is the future of the small and mid-sized back office? Spoiler alert, the future is already here, and the future is muscled up to buy out every tax and accounting firm in the country if they wanted to. But of course, they don't. They have their reasons. So with that, let's get started with a look at today's takeaways. I'm going to cover four main areas. The pandemic pivot, this industry that's ripe for revolution, maybe extinction, maybe relevance, maybe obsolescence. The new rules that are dictating how this market works, and the new survival strategies. Spoiler alert, they're get smart, get tech, and get moving. There's no time to waste. Bill Gates says, banking is necessary, but banks are not. Accounting is necessary, but accounting firms? We'll find out. There were 42 fintech unicorns minted already this year, with investments of $125 billion. You've been reading about it. You know it's a record. You know what's going on. You know that people are leaving accounting firms and going to work for SPACs. So think about the number, $125 billion. By comparison, the entire tax, accounting, bookkeeping, and payroll industry grosses about $113 billion a year. So assuming accounting firms may be worth one times revenue, more or less, $100 billion in equity funding is enough to buy out every partner, every owner of every firm in the U.S. in cash. This is the SMB fintech stack. I stopped counting at 115. I'm sure there's more on the list, but you already know some of the names. Start with accounting, invoicing, and tax. I'm sure you know FreshBooks. And if you haven't already heard of Pilot, you will. That's the bookkeeping startup backed by Jeff Bezos, the astronaut, founder of Amazon. You know Divvy and Expensify in expense management. You know Stripe in payments. You know Gusto in payroll. You know this. You've been watching it happen. Let's back up a little bit, though. Let's check into the history of money. It started with barter, gold nuggets and coins, paper money, begat checking, and checking was probably the first financial technology that we can call a financial technology. And then came ATMs and credit cards, online banking, wire transfers, smart devices, the Internet of Things, mobile devices, Alexa, Siri, watches. And now we're moving into an era of decentralized payments with blockchain, crypto, which may or may not all be upset once central reserve banks issue their own stable coins. But the big news is embedded finance. It's frictionless. It's everywhere. It's invisible. It's autonomous. Think about Uber. We hardly think about the transaction that takes place. We don't have to pull out of our wallet. Think about buy now, pay later. You're just taking the place of credit cards. Think about Shopify, which makes it way too easy to spend money, like Amazon. So this is terminology you need to get out of the way. Robotic process automation is RPA. That's when tasks are codified. There's artificial intelligence, which is extracting meaning from images, text, or speech. And we're still learning how to do that. But next on the horizon is autonomous finance. Technology that's self-adapting, continuously learning, runs on autopilot. And the two big examples of the companies that are trying to make the leap from RPA to AI to autonomous are companies like Vic AI and BotKeeper. But before we get into that, I want to show you something. Before the flood of money, let's look at the gap between revenue and expenses at CPA firms. This is, let's look at the last 10 years or so. Profits are up 94%. Expenses are up 61%. Productivity or realization rates in terms of revenue per employee is up 45%. So where are all the profits going? Not back into the firms. Owners and partners are pulling cash out of the business and not reinvesting it. This is not sustainable. This is not healthy. It's short-sighted. And in the end, it makes the industry less and less competitive. But why should CPAs worry about competition when they're making so much money? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Complaints. Yes, clients have a few. Accountants are not proactive enough. They're not always timely. They don't give guidance. They don't provide enough advice. They don't educate. And accountants understand that. They understand that there's a knowledge gap. They understand that the number one item on their agenda is gaining tech literacy and building relationships and getting into business advisory. We understand that. We've been told that for years. But who cares? 67% of clients say they're satisfied. 67% of clients say they're satisfied. Do they not expect more? Are they satisfied with the complaints they have? Do they think that there's no way to get what they want from the current accounting business that they're dealing with or the industry in general? Clients are satisfied, and this has led to complacency among accountants. Still, accounting firms are trying to grow. CPA Trendline's surveys show that 63.8% of firms are trying to add staff. Only 3% are reducing staff, and 32.9% are holding steady. That 63.8% that are adding staff is a phenomenal number. In a normal year in normal times, these numbers are about evenly divided. One third between adding staff, reducing staff, and holding steady. But the fact that we have two-thirds of the firms out there trying to grow and add staff is an historical anomaly. We've never seen that before. So when we ask, is your firm turning down new work due to a staffing shortage? 39% say, yes, we're turning down work. Their growth is stifled. We know what needs to be done. We know that our office must go online and virtual. We know that we must constantly adapt for new government tax and relief measures in this pandemic era. We know the answer is in cloud technology. We know it's in automation, and we know it's in revenue streams from new, higher priced, higher value services. And we know what our clients need to do. We know that they need to keep up with changes in online technologies. We've seen them pivot to learn how to be flexible, innovative, and super scrappy. They're moving from brick and mortar to doing business online and virtual. It's that last thing. That's a problem. Doing business online and virtual. E-commerce is a trap that accountants can help with, but too many are ignoring. Look at this. Accountants know most small businesses are not in compliance with Wayfair, not in compliance with interstate tax issues. We call it the SALT bomb, the state and local tax bomb that's about to go off. We're about 3 years out from the Wayfair decision, and state tax auditors, state tax commissioners, state revenue departments are getting wise. They're building databases. They're ready to launch a tax. What's an accountant to do? What's a small business to do? They're going to ask their accountant. What's an accountant going to say? How many small businesses do you even want to know? And there's more small businesses than ever before. So one of the things that came out of the COVID lockdowns, we thought it was going to be a baby boom. We didn't get a baby boom. We got instead an entrepreneurship boom. New business applications soared in during the pandemic. It's part of the great reshuffle. It's part of the great resignation. It's part of working from home or anywhere. It's part of people coming to grips with the new technologies that make it all possible to go out on your own, or at least to build a side hustle. So in the old days, we built businesses with people and departments. We had procurement and partnerships. We had marketing and sales. We had finance and legal, and we had HR operations. The new software that's coming out allows solo entrepreneurs and small businesses to do without departments. It's as if I used to have a landlord when I had a store, and he took care of all the plumbing and the electrical, made sure the floors didn't fall out from under me and the roof didn't leak, and all I had to do was stock the inventory and run the cash register. Well, the new plumbing is in financial technology, fintech. The new tech stack looks like Wix and Squarespace. It looks like Pipedrive and QuickBooks and Divi and Bill.com and Gusto and TurboTax and MailChimp. And you know what? There's three Intuit references right there. See anything going on? So there's a stack for every vertical. The verticals are bigger than you think once they can really drill down and dominate. In e-commerce, there's Shopify, Canal. In fitness and wellness, there's Talent, Hack, and Interval. In trucking, there's Mudflap. And among financial advisors, there's the AngelList and Altruist. In coaching, there's Daylight and Practice. So these new fintechs are digging deep into verticals, and it's changing the way they make money. It started out with SAP and Oracle, SAP, pardon me, doing on-premise licensing. And then we moved to subscription software as a service. And then we moved to metered pricing. We moved to trials and freemiums, like you could get started on Dropbox for free, then they hooked you, or Airtable. The new fintech business model means that they can make money in a variety of ways. They can make money on every transaction, taking half a cent here and half a cent there. They can make money doing subscription, software as a service. They can make money giving the software away for free. Intuit has made no secret of the idea that they would give away QuickBooks if they could own the data. So there's plenty of platforms out there for this new wave of entrepreneur, this new wave of small business, even mid-sized business, to glom onto. You know Sneaker Jesus? I didn't know Sneaker Jesus. His name is Chris Holbrook. He's the top sneaker seller on eBay, and he's running at about $1.5 million a year in volume. eBay is one of the platforms that businesses are being built on, like Shopify and Alibaba and Amazon and Shift for Shop and Lightspeed for retailers. There's an asterisk next to Lightspeed because their IPO has inspired a lot of lawsuits. Besides eBay among resellers, there's Poshmark and Depop and Facebook Marketplace. They're service providers like Dumpling and Mindbody and Turo. Turo is the Airbnb of car rentals. Of course, there's Etsy, Fair, Wix, and Big Cartel for people who make things, arts and crafts. And then there's content creators, monetizing YouTube, taking payments through Patreon, Twitch, Substack, Podia, OnlyFans, NSFW, and Fiverr, of course. Bankers are already onto this. 95% of corporate bankers say they offer or may offer cash flow forecasting tools to business clients. 95% will offer cash flow forecasting tools. There's some accounting that goes into cash flow forecasting, right? They already have the data. They're going to put it to use. How long will it be before they start to do full-fledged accounting, before they start to do compliance and regulatory work, before they start to do taxes? Why not? I predict next April 15th, you'll see at least two banks giving away tax software for free. So what are accountants doing? They're rebranding. Just don't call them accountants or CPAs. This is just an alphabetical list of 30 examples. There's probably 3,000 out there. Let's start with accountingdepartment.com. It's a bookkeeping company. They've partnered with UPS to sell their services to small business through UPS stores. Aprio Cloud. Aprio used to be Luther Guardian Wynn, a big Atlanta firm. There's Aprio, the CPA firm, and then there's Aprio Cloud. If we're talking about back office operations, there is backoffice.co, that URL is taken. Baker Tilly acquired something called Act2 recently. You've got to check out bench.io and Bookkeeper 360, but skip down to number 25, Pilot, the Jeff Bezos company. They're the one making the biggest waves. It doesn't always work. Scale factor. Went from hero to zero in no time. They took in $104 million. COVID hit. They flamed out. They had other problems, but the CEO said this. Technology alone is not enough. You need human support. Human support wants to be the hero. Human support is what makes the connection between the client and the numbers. Human support takes the client's dreams and aspirations and helps turn them into reality in a way that so far no piece of technology has been able to do, because no piece of technology has been able to get inside a client's brain like an accountant. So thank you. It's been a pleasure. Send me those emails and get smart, get tech, get moving. Rick Telbert for CPA Trendlines. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the CPA Trendlines podcast, a production of CPATrendlines.com, now available on iTunes. We hope you'll rate and review us wherever you find your podcasts to help other accountants find our show more easily. For more information, you can go to CPATrendlines.com.